What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Leroy's never sounded crazier.
The what now?
You've never sounded crazier is what I said.
What do you mean?
I'm just what I said. You've never sounded crazier thinking that you're gonna wrangle an octopus.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying y'all made it sound like once you put the octopus on your head, once you put it on your head, it's gonna choke you out.
I'm not saying that it will. I'm just saying it has the potential if it wanted to.
It's a possibility, exactly. Right?
You're making it sound like it's gonna slide off easily.
No, I just seen the way the octopus was on dude's head, all Limp Bizkit and all. He was just wearing it like a hat.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen.
I'm not saying it's not stupid now. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying, like, you made it sound like as soon as he threw it on his head, he was going to get choked out.
You made it sound like if you did get into that situation, like you would handle it well. That's how you were making it seem.
No, dude, you threw a lizard at me and I almost hyperventilated. I know who I am.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Dolphins had joint practice, and it went, by all accounts, poorly. Not great.
Well,
ragdolled. Dominated.
You're never going to know how tough you need to be if you don't face somebody who is tough, right? You can say you're going to be tough, but until you meet that dude or meet that team, that is tough. You don't know where you stand. So now, I'm telling you, tomorrow's practice up to this point might be the most important practice to give you an indication of where your team is, how they respond to getting pushed around on a football field.
It's just, Leroy, can we get one day where it's not like the most embarrassing? Because is that cake? Who has cake?
Worked up so much.
That. What the hell is that?
It's
what?
Steph's birthday, he's inviting us to go get cake from the kitchen.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you for sharing your birthday cake. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Not a cake guy.
That's shocking.
Okay,
not a cake guy. Could beat an octopus in a fight.
I didn't say, see? There you go. I'm not saying that. First of all, I wouldn't get that close. So there's that.
The cake?
Yeah, but our whole point was in the argument why this started was you said you'd rather tussle with an octopus than an alligator.
I'd rather do what that guy did than go pet a shark.
Would you rather do that, Leroy?
Than pet a shark?
Yeah.
I would pet a shark every day of my life.
Okay, good.
And not...
You have proof at your house what happens when you play with sharks.
And guess what? Alive.
True.
I've gone diving with sharks.
Hold on.
Alive.
Here.
And well.
Let's put it this way. What is the higher rate of death? Putting an octopus on your head or petting a shark?
Well, you don't usually die when you interact with sharks. They'll usually just take a bite out of you. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna die.
Also, it depends because if they feel like they are in danger, they're going to attack because they have poor eyesight, so they don't know what they're doing.
And then also they don't like the taste of humans.
If you get stuck on by it, it'd just be like the cupping.
They don't like the taste of humans. So they'll take a bite and then they'll stop. They're not going to just eat you alive. That's not how it works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many sharks have you been bitten by?
I've been bitten by zero sharks, but
okay. So
have you ever watched Shark Week, Leroy? Have you ever watched Shark Week?
There's only one expert, and that's Figgy's dad. That's it. He got bit by a shark.
Right, we got to ask him tonight, J-Fig, if he'd rather tussle with an octopus or a shark.
No, it's not tussle. I'll show him the video of the kid.
Ask the question like tussle.
No.
Show
him the picture of the octopus on his head or petting a shark.
No. Because there's also needs to be context here. It's not no one was arguing that if you put an octopus on your head, you're automatically dead. We're just saying there's potential for that. The same potential that there is to get bitten by a shark. Okay. So the question,
and I'm saying, if I had to pick one, would I rather put an octopus on my head and possibly get a little ink on my eye, I want to be a chew toy for a big shark that's playing?
Because we're talking. Talked about the suffocation aspect of it, Leroy. We also talked about that.
They will also drag you down and drown you. Who? Remember that.
I think that's a giant squid.
We're out of the water like the dude in the picture.
Hey, Training Camp Reports are brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges.
Try that one again?
Training Camp Reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools.
For a second, she had cramps.
What?
It's a big word for me, dog.
You had training cramps earlier.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Hard to say. Anyway, Training Camp Reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of their over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Here's your recap. Dolphins and also Chop Robinson got hurt.
The Dolphins got a test.
And they failed.
Well, yeah.
Failed.
They've never had to play that way.
Didn't we get reports last week that they got their ass kicked by the Bears too?
I would say this. I don't think these guys have gone their whole football career without ever having to be physical. Okay? I can pretty much guarantee you that. Some of these schools these kids are coming from, right? They're not like they're very physical in where they were playing football. That being said, right, if this team needs to be tougher, then we'll see.
Yeah, dude, but if you give a bobcat catnip and yarn, it becomes a domesticated cat.
I want to punch you in the face.
Minus one.
Like, we talking about... We've been talking about octopus getting bit by sharks.
Right.
And you talking about giving somebody catnip and yarn?
No. What I'm saying is you give a bobcat catnip and yarn, it just becomes a house cat.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
It's still going to be a bobcat.
Oh, dude.
I don't see nobody walk around their house and say, look at my pretty cat.
You can go from bobcat to fat cat real quick. So even if you're tough, if you're in Palacio de las Miami Dolphins, all of a sudden it's trouble.
You know what? For Christmas, I'm going to go get you a bobcat. And let's see you have fun domesticate that.
With some yarn.
With some yarn. What's wrong with you? Dude, y'all talk about my analogies? Can we get a minus one for that ridiculousness?
He gave himself a minus one. He gave himself a minus one.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
What was your analogy or whatever?
I'm telling you, I said... And I stick by this. If I had a choice, if I had to pick, I'd rather put the octopus on my head than go and pet a shark. Dude.
Very nice knowing you.
When you say, see, you get out of the water, you got to put the octopus on your head and say, hey, Bubba, what's the worst thing that can happen? Little ink in your eye.
Be careful.
But that's not the worst thing that can happen. How many times do we have to explain this
to you? Has anybody ever got choked out by an octopus out of the water?
I'm sure it's happened.
Yes, of course it's happened.
No, you're assuming. You're assuming.
I'm going to go ahead and look at Australia.
You're assuming that it hasn't.
I'm assuming that I would rather get a couple of squigglies on my face than get bit by a shark.
All right, we got to take a break.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Leroy to this octopus.
Take a break. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you miss any of today's show, you guys can get it on YouTube and Twitch, the channel, 104.3 WQAM. That's the new handle. And check it on out there, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. So check that on out. Elias wanted to weigh. You got the phone potted up there, Brittany? Elias wanted to weigh in on the Dolphins. What do you got for us today, buddy?
All right. I think we got the wrong impression about Precious. Like I was saying to you earlier, Tolman, is that, you know, if you want to get stronger in the weight room, you don't take on weight. You add on weight. You make it harder, you know. I think that the coaches are putting them in negative situations to build up their flaws to make them stronger. It's like you saying that they're soft, like they're getting their helmet snatched off their head and getting kicked in the forehead and they're walking off crying. That's not the case. I don't feel that that's the case. They have to be built up. You know, you take this in the field and you see what's going wrong. You know, I remember when we went 1-15. That year, if I'm not mistaken, we won all our preseason games. What good does that do us? We need to be put in negative situations to make us stronger. That's how I see it.
All right. Appreciate you, Elias. There you go. What do you
very
think?
Very accurate. And in fact, a lot of coaches will plan on that accordingly. So, for example, if you look at somebody like Ben Johnson who went to Chicago, you've now practiced against Chicago. You've practiced against Detroit. Okay? Two teams built in the same kind of manner, being physical or whatever. So what your players realize is what is going to take. Like, you think you're tough. You're not tough. These teams are tough. And if we want to compete, we got to be able to match that energy. It happens. I've done it before. We practiced I want to say it was the last year we were in Cleveland, right before the damn season, the week before the regular season. We practiced against Arizona in Arizona, and Buddy Ryan was the coach. And what y'all understand about Buddy Ryan, he ran the 46 defense, which was 10 men on the line of scrimmage. And so all our drills, 9-on-7, all our drills were with 10-man fronts, 8 men, 9 men in the box. And it makes you tougher. You have no choice. You can't, like, you got to go compete. You can't complain about the circumstances. Now, the problem was we were sore because we did it the week before the season started. So everybody was sore the week one.
Yeah, look, I definitely think there's an element that we got all crazy with the Bears practice last week where, you know, people were saying the Bears were dirty and that they were roughing up the Dolphins.
That's okay.
And I thought that the Dolphins showed themselves pretty well in the preseason game. I thought that they played. I mean, like, obviously there was the first drive. People were frustrated by it, but they, you know, things did improve. I thought as the game went on, there were certainly some flaws that weren't surprising. But I thought more good came out of the game than bad. I mean, that's the way I read it. I thought it was a pretty positive week one on the preseason. So if they do play better tomorrow, cool. If they look better on the preseason game, better. But, you know, I think the thing that's probably discouraging to people is, you know, you had one of their linebackers be like, they're not ready. And then, like, the first impression, at least to the people, according to people, boots on the ground, is they weren't ready. And you're just hoping that – I think the people are just hoping the Dolphins get to show themselves a little bit more. But ultimately, like, this doesn't – this isn't mattering to where the Dolphins are going to be yet.
But, right, it doesn't – it's not the finished product. But in order to get to where you want to go, don't you have to face some of these teams that are physical and that are going to try to mush you in the face and stuff like that? Because you need your guys to respond. You need to know what it feels like to be physical if you haven't been. And like I said, I don't think there's any guy on this team that can't play a physical style of football. That's why I say it starts with the coaching staff. Like you got to ask of them. You got to demand that they play a certain way. They've all done it before.
Yeah, and
they didn't get to this level playing 707.
Yeah, and the realization is like, look, if Tua was having a good camp and it was against a secondary that's going to be a little lackluster, and now you're getting some true tests, then you can adjust to it. Like, you're going to know your limits a little bit more.
Correct.
And the other thing is, the biggest news out of everything today is Chop Robinson. You got to hope he's okay. That's the biggest thing out of anything. It's you know, they'll have another day tomorrow, but they got to make sure their young pass rusher, who everybody's expecting a big season from, is good, and hopefully he is. But that's a bigger deal so far than this. I understand everybody's frustration. The Dolphin fans are in a very sensitive place right now.
Yeah, but this is not the time for frustration, because this is when you go through this stuff, right? Like it's like getting mad that a quarterback throws an interception in camp. That's what it's for, to test your limits, to see what you can and can't do, for your coaching staff to put your offense or your defense in a bad situation to see how you get through it, to see how you respond. That's what camp is for. For everybody to think that when you start camp, you're supposed to be playing like you're going to be playing in December is being unfair to the situation. It's camp.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. If you missed any of the show, you guys get the Tobin and Leroy podcast and all your podcast platforms. I want to let you guys know one more time, Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Text the word HAPPY to 20357. That's HAPPY to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. If you guys are just tuning in today, just getting into your car, the news from Dolphins camp, the biggest piece of news, Chop Robinson had to leave with an injury. It's unspecified, but some people, boots on the ground, have said it was an upper body thing, arm, shoulder he was favoring, maybe going after a loose ball. So we'll see. Hopefully Chop's going to be okay. Please be okay. Please be okay, Chop. Take my arm. I don't need a swim move.
Except you do need a forklift to eat.
Man, I got to tell you, I was chopping down some trees, some palm trees yesterday, some palms, because my Finnish neighbor, old lady, right? She's been my neighbor for a long time. She's basically Barky's grandma. And, you know, these palm trees have just grown. They're a real nuisance. And I was like, I got to start like cutting some of this down. It's hurricane season. I saw there was the first hurricane is, you know, like that first tropical storm is really starting to develop. And so it looks like this one's going to miss us. It's going to go north. But I was like, yeah, I should probably take care of those palms that are kind of leaning a little bit. Those things are heavy. I don't think people realize sometimes on these big trees how heavy those palms are. So I started, what?
No, never thought of it, Tobin.
What do you mean?
We thought they were light. You ever heard one of those palm fronds fall out of a tree, and you go, "What the hell happened?"
I don't understand, dude. You know, you got a real tone about yourself right now. Is it because you haven't snacked today?
Really?
Yeah.
Have you sex today?
I just was wondering. I don't know if people know if palms are heavy or not.
Not everyone lives in Florida, Leroy.
Yeah, and also when they're dry, they're not heavy. But then when they got the water in them, heavy.
Go get some pretzels, Leroy.
No.
Either way, you know, I think you know, I was swinging this axe to get these things down yesterday, and I think I got a little dead arm, you know? So, me and Chop Robinson, samesies right now.
So you told that story just to get to that.
Well, I was just saying, like, he's sore with his arm. I'm sore too, you know? So I'm just, you know, I understand what he's going through. Because you got to avoid, you don't want the palms falling onto the power lines. You know, we got these old, we live in an old neighborhood. And let me tell you something, my old Finnish neighbor, the old don't change their houses very much. So if that thing falls, like, kaput, you know, and then it's like, you know, it's kind of in that tweener zone of like, whose property is it on, you know? So it's like, I'm going to take care of this
old
lady.
Does it go by where the base of the tree is?
I don't know. 2 feet in bounds. I'm not really sure. But she's old, you know, and you know, I don't know if it's her grandson or her son. He don't look like he chops anything. So I was like, hey, I'm going to handle this, you know, and try and trim up this tree, which I did. However, me and Chop Robinson, sore arms right now, dude. Got to be careful, because if you chop it in the wrong direction, it'll land right on your head. What's your tree chopping tool of choice? You go machete? You go axe? Sawzall?
Free labor.
Okay, so you go with Fonz?
Yeah. I'm not climbing up no tree.
What about if you could get it from a reach?
With the thing with the stick way up there?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
tried
one.
Tried it. It was more of a headache.
You're not very much a handyman around the house.
No, I am. I'm just very.
You stick to indoors?
No. How would I put it? No, I do a lot of stuff outside. I am just. I don't like wasting time doing stuff.
All right. Crazy. Mullins, you think they get it back tonight with Jurie on the hill?
I hope so. Because, I mean, they've been giving up a boatload of runs
and not scoring money.
Yeah.
That bullpen's been rough lately, though, dude.
And here's the thing is with this stretch of baseball, when the hell are they going to get some rest?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they had a day off on Monday. It didn't really help.
They need more. They're playing what? 10 games in 9 days?
Yeah, it's a sport. They play every day, dude. Yeah.
But not two in one day.
Well, they had to make up for it. Stupid Braves. Yeah, but get a roof. The Marlins did. Atlanta's just sitting here.
I think the Browns are building a indoor stadium, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They're building like a whole football world.
Yep.
Crazy.
And it's right where the convention center used to be, which is right by the airport.
Heriberto Hernandez, 6-1 to hit a home run tonight.
No.
Why? Don't tell me no. Why are you always like, trying to deter my baseball gambling, dude?
I'm trying to get you to save your $5 for any time Julian Hill touchdown when I have to yell at you again.
Well, then I need somebody else to go to. Karen says, what's harder, Ponfron or octopus on your head? Depends how much water's in it, dude.
How much water is in an octopus? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, the Ponfron.
Don't they like collect water so they can?
That's why it's so heavy. It's like a giant cactus falling on your head. Like if you ever cut into a palm, right where it is, it'll be like a fountain opening up.
No, it's not.
Dude, I just spent my day chopping these things yesterday. What are you telling me? No, it's not.
Right after rain.
Okay. You know what, dude? I'm going to go home today. I'm going to show you. I'm going to film it for you. It's not going to be AI. And you're going to apologize to me because what do you think is in palm trees that makes them so heavy? Magic? Because you've been in the mood with this, with the octopus takes and the shark takes and the ramen takes and now the palm takes. And I don't really know what the deal is with you.
I think it all started when you mentioned Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Perhaps.
He brought him up again today, so.
Can I put you in a better mood?
Sure.
So I have all these new buttons, and I've been working on a new one just for football because we got football voice guy, and I like to just make football voice guy say things. And so I have now put this together, and would you like to hear it?
Sure.
This will get you fired up, Doll fans.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Dude, you're embarrassing a professional. This dude is a professional, and you literally have him.
You have him quacking?
You have him quacking.
What?
Oh, it's even better than I imagined. And that has to be a minus one for it. First of all, getting a professional to go quack, quack, quack. Really?
I can't tell if I want to give you a plus one or a minus one.
It's definitely a minus one. It's a minus one for making somebody else.
It's you, so good,
not
though.
Not only did he Come quack on. One.
Storm. Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Did he laugh after this? Because you know.
No, he was very aggravated.
He
was very aggravated.
Yes, I bet he was.
Oh, man.
They had me quacking. That's crazy.
Does it get you fired up for Storm Duck, though?
I don't think anybody ever coming up to me going quack has ever got me fired up.
You don't think when Storm Duck gets his first pick six that the crowd's going to be quacking? That's game ops,
cool,
dude.
But like also be ridiculous.
Imagine he gets that pick. You get into the end.
This is not the Mighty Ducks, dude.
No, but he's got the name. And you play this in the Garfinkel. You want to play this after he gets an interception?
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
As well, that's the last one, huh? He's like, quack.
Yeah, like.
How's that sounding on FM, huh? That's good.
Clear.
Clear, oh, dude.
Goodness.
Nice and crispy.
Crisp. Quack, quack, quack.
That's crazy.
Kevin Wood just goes, too much.
Right. That was the equivalent to make me a balloon. Make me a bicycle clown.
No, for real.
Why? You think he's going to cancel our deal for Game Day Uncensored? He's just like, I don't want this. Goodness. I don't want this gig anymore. It's too much. They have me say too many stupid things all the time.
He hates to see your name on his email for
he's
sure.
He's like, oh, it's August. It's football Not season again. Tobin's going to make me quack like a duck.
He liked it. Come on.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Can I just say this? A real duck does not make that noise.
What do you mean?
Quack, quack, quack.
No, I know, but this is for the Storm Duck fans, you know? Get them real fired up.
Dude, you ruined everything.
Nothing like a quack to get you fired up.
Goosies.
Oh, so
Goosies.
No
Goosies. Goosey. No, that's stupid. That's stupid. Yes, I had puberty hit in the middle of that word. It's
See, he's made up for it now.
He probably thought that was his low.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you made him quack,
yeah,
he was like, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
This is my life.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
That's a show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I got a tight ass.
That's what he said!
You want some of this?
Because I don't see nobody walk around their house and say, look at my pretty cat.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.